It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack, and health expert, Lisa Davis.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Soothing your skin is what roses do. Oh, I'm trying to rhyme. Who knows?
Ooh, we're going
to
have a lot of fun today. David.
I like that.
That was good.
Right off the top of my head. Now you want to stay tuned and see if I can do more poetry. I know, deep. Okay, we're going to talk about roses. We're going to talk about the minutia of Manuka and a lot of other things. And so to help us today is our guest, Candace Sabatini. And Candace Sabatini, you may remember, we've had her on before, but she's a native New Yorker, a natural redhead, has a degree in fine art, former beauty and fashion editor for print magazines. The list goes on and on. One of my favorites is that she's created beautynewsnyc.com. And so we're going to jump right into it because we're going to put your bio on the website. Let's jump into having fun. Okay, Candace?
Oh, please. Let's do it. Everything's coming up roses.
Everything's coming up roses. So talk to us because I know roses is a fun subject for you. So share with us roses and what you find they can do for us in skincare.
Yeah, well, I just want to, before I get into that, I just want to say, because you may know I'm a fragrance lover, and so roses, you know, go hand in hand between fragrance and skincare. And a lot of people are prejudiced against certain skincare products that contain natural roses because it kind of smells like grandma. And although we all love grandma, we don't necessarily want to smell like grandma. But the reason is that rose has such natural good properties, and it was one of the first ingredients that could be naturally derived from a plant and used in skincare. The early Greeks and Romans used to bathe in rose petals. So
now, are you talking about rose water, rose essential oil, or both?
That's what I was just about to tell you. Rose is distilled into oils and rose waters. So there are wonderful rose water sprays that you can spray on your face. It's the middle of the day. It's hot. You can, you know, you just kind of spray it on yourself. It's refreshing. It calms the skin. It's good to apply before your makeup or during the day after the makeup as a fixer. And then there's rose oils that are added into moisturizers, body creams, even face powders. They manage to dry it out. So it's wonderful because it has so many great natural properties. It's antibacterial, it's moisturizing, and then there's the aromatherapy enhancement, which is wonderful and becoming more and more popular into the mainstream. It's not just in the hippie dens and, you know, in the yoga classes. and rose water itself is a great toner. So those are some wonderful reasons why we should embrace roses in our skincare.
Sounds great.
Where else? I'm sorry.
Oh, well, Candace, I was going to say, there's a brand I love, Evan Healy. They make wonderful natural products, beauty products, skincare products. And they have this wonderful, it's a dried powder clay with rose in it. So it smells like rose. And so what's nice is it lifts the impurities, but it doesn't over dry. And then they have a green one, which I will use for like spot treating, and that does dry out a little bit more. So that's where I've experienced it. I'd like to experience more. I've seen bottles of rose water at the health food store and wondered how to make a mask with it. Maybe you can share a recipe if you have one that you like.
Well, yeah, you can make a mask. You can mix it with a number of products that are good for the skin. If you want moisturizer, you can mix it in with some avocado. You can mix it in with mayonnaise. If you want to tighten the skin, egg white is good for that. Those are some, you know, key things that are great for, you know, like I said, oily skin would like the egg white, and dry skin will love the avocado and the mayonnaise. Or yogurt.
Yeah.
That's also great for the skin and very refreshing.
Okay, I'm going to take us a different angle here because roses, I mean, a lot of us know the popular, you know, how it's soothing it can be in some of the properties, and I love the smell of it. But one thing that surprised me, and that's what I was talking about as we started, is the minutia of Manuka. Manuka honey is a particular strain of honey and has all kinds of benefits that I think surprised me. Kind of like roses, you don't realize until you do some research all the benefits of it. Now, what experience do you have with some of the Manuka honey and why Manuka?
Okay, well, It's Manuka is a very particular form of honey, and it's produced in New Zealand and by bees that pollinate the Manuka bush. So you can't get it anyplace else. So it's really good for the skin. It's got a lot of antibacterial properties, much more than other honeys. I mean, internally, it's good for a sore throat. If you can hear it in my voice, I have a cold and I'm getting over a sore throat. I've been drinking a lot of it all week to help prep me for today. And it also treats a lot of skin conditions. It works. It's good for eczema. If you get a slight burn, you can put it on a burn. It's good on insect bites. You can even put it on blemishes. And so those are skin conditions that it alleviates, but it also in a more cosmetic, general way, it's a humectant. And if people don't know what that means, it means it draws moisture into the skin. So it's got really great humectant properties. And it's also anti-inflammatory, and that's a big buzzword. Everybody knows, danger of inflammation in the skin. That's what ages us. So this is an anti-inflammatory. And anybody can use it. And you can wash your face with it or, you know, run it in your bath water. Or you can add some things like oatmeal and wash your face with it. And that makes it a very gentle exfoliant. And the oatmeal also has a quality that's good for the skin. So that's, you know, two good things that can be used, readily available and pretty inexpensive for you, and they're great for your skin.
Well, and I want to say there is some skincare out there with the listing honey on it,
oh,
and you can even see it in stores. Okay, but specifically,
yes. I didn't mean to imply that it's only a DIY kind of thing. There are many products.
And as you're going to say, even if it's DIY, the key is there's different types of honey, and the Manuka honey, when I did my research, was the best one to use for the skincare benefits. That's what my research showed. So I don't want anybody just grabbing honey and going, you know, these are the benefits of it. Look specifically and even look online at some of the other benefits and all your website, because you always have some great, great information in covering a lot of areas, actually. So let's jump to some of the DIY masks. So I know you've been mentioning a few things, but if somebody wanted to make a mask right now, like what would be your favorite go-to recipe for DIY?
Well, you know, as the warm weather comes and we want to be refreshed, also we tend to exfoliate a little more, get a can of frozen orange juice. Scoop some of it out, and you can add some yogurt or mayonnaise or avocado to it, and it makes a wonderful face mask. And you apply it to the face for 5 minutes, and it closes enlarged pores. And you could cut an orange open and rub it on your face, and that also was good for acne treatment. And also for those people that are real do-it-yourselfers, next time you eat an orange, save the peel, let it dry out in the sunlight, and then make a powder and use it as a scrub.
I have an orange peel right here on my desk. Because I ate the orange recently. It hasn't been here long. But I will do that. Uh-huh. If we ever get any sun, I will dry it out.
Yes. And also, I mean, I know this isn't skin, but if you mix orange juice with honey, preferably Manuka honey, put it on freshly washed hair, keep it on for 10 minutes, and then wash it out, and it adds a beautiful shine to the hair. And
that's cool.
Another great thing you can do. For moisturizing skin, mashed banana is wonderful. Just mash a bunch of it up and put it on your face. Close your eyes for 10 minutes and then rinse it off. And it's a beautiful moisturizer.
We're going to run out of time here, but I can listen on and on. It goes fast. But, you know, Mother Nature brings us some great things. And so you can look for it in your favorite products. You can do research online and also follow some of Candace's tips for DIY masks. Candace, thank you for joining us. Lisa and I had a great time. She got quiet. She's probably working with her orange peel now. I'm David Pollack, your personal beauty guru.
No, I'm
and if you have a question about... if you have a question about beauty... Do what the big brands do. Just ask David.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit GabRadioNetwork.com.